is KAYT, Gina, Alexandria. This is Gospel Radio at its very best. 88.1. KAYT, praising the Lord.
This is God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson of Alexandria, Louisiana. And now, today's broadcast.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord out there in radio land. Praise the Lord, this is Johnson Lee and Luella Simpson coming to you one more time.
One more time
with God's Spoken Word. Hallelujah. Pray, baby, pray.
Lord, we thank you for another day that the Lord has made. We're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Bless all the sick, shedding, nursing home, hospital, carrying.
Yes.
From the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, we speak healing in the name of Jesus. Bless all the Marie family. Comfort their heart, take them through. Get a hold to all our children, grandchildren, loved ones. Give them all a mind to be saved. All our nieces and nephews, give all them a mind to be saved. We crying out for soul, one by one, name by name. You know they... Thumb up. Don't let them rest here. They come to you one by one, name by name, in Jesus' name. Thank God for my husband, in Jesus' name.
Faithful woman that hang with me, stick with me, run with me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank God for her. All right, praise God. The message is this morning is trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Oh, I know what they out there talking about trick or treat. Oh, I know they getting ready for the trick. They know they going out there for a treat. Praise the Lord, they going out there. Praise the Lord, it's a shame. Hallelujah. I'm going to say this, y'all. It's a shame that church folks, that's supposed to be saints and holy folks,
amen,
allow their children to go out to knock on people's doors, talking about trick or treat, dressed up like all them different kind of ugly things, and Franklin Stein, praise the Lord, and vampires, and werewolves, and witches, and goblins, and monsters, and all kind of ugly things. They let you know it's from the devil. Thank you, Jesus. Trick or treat. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now, the word holler, it's holy. That's what it's supposed to be. That word means holy. But the devil done took it and put the wing on to it and make it Halloween.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And that's a devil night. That's when the priests come out.
Amen.
But let me serve notice on you, saying, every day the devil tricking.
Amen. Preach
every it. Every day the devil tricking preacher. Every day the devil tricking the choir members. Every day the devil tricking the warriors, the prayer warriors, every day.
Preach the word, you in the word.
The Bible said, in 1 Peter 5:5-8, he walk around as a roaring lion. The Bible tells you to beware of your adversary, the devil. For he walk around, good God in my life. Oh, she come up, oh, so I feel good here. He walk around as a roaring lion, seeking who he can devour. He want to trick you, and his main trick him, his main goal, his main purpose, is to take us
Praise
to hell. He want all of us to go to hell. He don't want you to get baptized in Jesus' name and get filled with the Holy Ghost with the evidence of speaking in tongues. And if you have done so, then he's going to trick
Praise
you.
The he word. Trick you over word. Him.
And he want to trick you over there. And he want to trick the soul.
Praise
you won't spend time with the Lord. I'm spending time on the TV. Spending time on the internet. Spending time on Instagram. Spending time on YouTube. Looking at all kind of old foul mess, all kind of everything that's not holy. That's the trick. Thank you,
Amen.
Jesus. Did somebody put out a song? I woke up this morning with my mind on Jesus. Well, if the devil has tricked you, your mind ain't going to be
Amen.
On Jesus. Your mind going to be on different everything, trying to take care of this and trying to take care of that and trying to figure
Preach
this
it.
Out. Trick or treat. He don't want you to pray. He don't want you to fast.
Thank you, Jesus.
God, he don't want you to love one another. That's a trick
Amen.
Of the devil. Thank you, Jesus. And the devil's so bold. That thing's so bold.
Preach it.
Over in the first chapter, when the sons of God came together, Satan showed up. Good God,
Amen.
That's how bold he is. He walked up in the presence of God, and God asked him, where are you going? He said, through and forth, up and
Amen.
Down. That's what he's doing now. Good God, trick or treat him. He had to trick us up. Yes,
Jesus. Lord.
He tricking the men, divorced his wife, and get another woman. Then they living in adultery. Took her, tricked her. He tricking a woman to go off and leave her husband and lay with another man. Took her, tricked her. He done tricked the saints. They meant fornication. They meant adultery. They committing witchcraft. Took her, tricked her. Good God Almighty. They laying down and getting pregnant. Out of wedlock. Out of wedlock. Took her, tricked her.
Praise the word.
He done tricked the young lady to go get abortion. Good God, took her, tricked her.
Hallelujah.
Oh, I'm telling you, it's time to run. Look at the destruction. Look at everything going down.
Yes, Lord.
Look at the killing. Look at the dying. They die.
Preach the word. You in the word.
They die. How drugs. They die. Because of alcohol. They can shut down. Cut down. Cut down. Trick or treat. Ain't no love among the church no more. Ain't no love among the church no more. Cut preachers down and preachers. Preachers cutting down preachers. Preachers are making fun of preachers. Cut God. Fire the love. Jesus said, love one another.
Amen.
Love one another. That's how men going to know you are my disciple, because you love
one another.
Paul picked it up over in Romans. That love, said, oh, no man, nothing but to love one another. He that love his brother, good God.
Thank you, Jesus.
He that love another, fulfill the whole law. But did a trick or treat them. Jesus said,
yes, Lord.
Oh, good God Almighty. Can I holler one more time, Louis?
Thank you, Jesus.
Trick or treat. Jesus said, when a nigga bound, the love of men with white coat. No love.
Praise
no that. Love.
You in the word?
Trick or treat. He tricking her. He tricking her.
Yes, Lord.
And Jesus, he ain't got to wait till had the 31st of October. Talking about trick or treat. Every day, it's trick or treat.
Amen.
Good God, am I? Hit it, baby, hit it.
Trick or treat. Whoa. Every day is trick or treat. It's time to come on, get saved, baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost, evident speaking in tongues, walk holy.
Yes.
He said, be holy. He's a holy God. We got to be holy, too.
Yes.
Tell my people I'm coming.
Yes.
Tell them to take on my name, get baptized in my name, because he died for you. He waiting with his arm wide open, said, come, my people.
My people.
He love you.
Mm-hmm.
Women, it's time to stop shacking.
Uh-uh.
It's time to stop biting.
Uh-huh.
Talking about the pastor wife, talking about the children.
Jesus.
It's time to take off that makeup. It's time to take off that lipstick.
Yes,
it's time to stop cutting your hair.
Uh-huh.
It's time to come out those pants so tight you can't hardly walk.
Then
like a Jezebel.
Uh-huh.
He said, be holy. We got to be holy every day. Trick or treat. I know how to dress holy.
Yeah,
I know how to look holy.
Yes, yes.
I know how to cover up myself.
Yeah,
because
yes.
I love the Lord, and I'm going to cover up myself.
Cover up.
So I love him. I love him more and more every day, and I won't take it back, because God been good to me down through the years, and I'm going to keep on praising him. Dad, women, it's time to look holy. Come out those britches. Stop, cover up your bosom. Stop showing all the everything. Cover up your feet. Put some socks on your feet. Come dress up.
Here it
go. Put your feet up. Stop wearing bare-legged. Ain't going out there and all your toes and out and everything.
Go.
All that makeup on and all that toenail polish on your feet. It's time to be holy. God said be holy. I'm calling for holiness.
Hit it.
He wants you to be holy.
Hit it.
I know how to be holy.
Hit it.
Because I love him. I love him. I love him. I won't take down. He's been good to me, and I'm going to praise him.
Praise him.
For everything he already done, what he finna do.
Amen.
I give him all the praise and all the honor, because he's a word. He's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Oh, glory, hallelujah.
He's tricking the
Thank
people.
Thank you, Jesus.
Call himself prophecy and lying prophecy. Jesus said in Matthew 24:24, false prophet gonna rise. They already here.
Yes, Lord.
But John talking about the Antichrist. They already here.
Thank you.
He done tricked them. He got the church full of folks tricking them up. That the pastor is using witchcraft on the members. Got
to
beat with them. That's why Paul after Galatians told the church of the Galatians, all fools of Galatians who have been
Amen.
With you. That's your might now. Because God obeyed his truth. Then Paul went on to say, you did run well. You start off, women, men, y'all
Praise
start
that.
Off well. Start off living holy and sanctified. But the devil done tricked you, women. Told you to go in the closet, put your pants back on, put on your makeup, put on
Praise
your
you in the word.
God Almighty, put off holiness.
That's yes,
Paul
Lord,
said,
hallelujah.
Paul said, put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Ow! And make not provision for the flesh. You kid God, you're making provision for the flesh. Good God Almighty. Jesus said, St. John 10:10.
Amen.
The thief coming, the devil, the thief coming not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come, Jesus said to them, I am come that they might have life.
Amen.
And that they might have it more abundantly. Now, I talk about the trick. Now I'm talking about the trick. Jesus came to save sinners. Jesus came and died for me and died for you.
Amen.
And now didn't hold Jesus on the cross. It was love. God
Amen.
So loved the word. They began, God so loved the word that he gave his only begotten son. That something that whosoever believe in him, Jesus.
Amen. Preach the word.
Have everlasting life.
Trick or treat.
The treat is Jesus. He
Amen.
The treat is Jesus. So when he come, you can go back with him. The treat is going back to heaven.
Amen.
All day, every day with Jesus. Praise the Lord. God Almighty. And John said in Revelation 21:2, this is the treat. And I, John, saw the holy city. Good God Almighty. New Jerusalem
Thank you, Jesus.
Coming down from heaven, prepared as a bride. As a bride.
Thank you, Jesus.
For him. Ain't that pretty? Ain't that pretty? And the four boys said, and God said, wipe away all tears.
Amen.
From their eyes. Hallelujah. And then, good one. And be any more, no more pain. No more pain. No more darkness.
Amen.
No more operation. Good God,
Almighty. Praise the word. You in the word.
Good God, Almighty. No, no more heartache. No more crying.
Yes, Lord.
The way that did you. No more crying the way the children did you. No more hurting in your body. How they going to be wiped
Amen.
Away.
Amen.
All you got to do, stay saved.
I know you're right.
Stay holy. Stay sanctified.
Hallelujah.
God, he that does righteous is righteousness.
Right.
As he is righteousness. And another
Amen.
Scripture said, good God, Almighty. I'm the most shot now.
Jesus.
I've got no more shot now. Righteousness. Exalted a nation, but sin is a reproach. Sin is a shame. Sin is a reproach.
Praise
for any people. Sir. Sin will take you to hell. When you're in sin, the devil done tricked you. Let Jesus trick or treat. Let God, let Jesus trick you.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Let Jesus treat you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
He died.
Yes,
for
he
me,
did.
And he died for you. He ain't going to die no more now.
Amen.
And he off the cross. He ain't going back on the cross.
I know you're right.
Well, that's why you got
Praise
to have the Holy Ghost. That's why you got to repent of your sins. Good God.
Amen.
And get baptized. And help me, Louella.
Get baptized in Jesus' name.
And help me, Louella. And get baptized
in the name of Jesus.
And get filled with
the Holy Ghost.
With the evidence.
Speaking in tongues. Hallelujah.
Tongue,
yes.
You don't have the Holy Ghost. I said, you haven't spoken in tongues.
Yes,
you don't have the Holy Ghost. It's a trick. How the devil got the preacher walking out in public with sharp pains.
Praise that.
All their toes on. All their legs are good. That's a trick. But you need to sit down now. You need to quit preaching. Go back in the closet and find out what the Lord wants you to do. Because some of y'all ain't called a preacher.
Amen.
The way you act, Bible said many called.
Preach the word.
Many called, but few are chosen. A lot of y'all were chosen. Good God,
Amen.
But the ones just were called. Hallelujah. You ain't doing nothing.
Preach
You're running rightly. You're running in the red. You're married in devotion. Trick or treat.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Husband, love your wife. Like Christ loved the church.
Preach it.
God loves shot now. What scripture say, Herman? Love your wife like you love your own body. Thank you, Jesus. What scripture say? Have wife of your body. Hallelujah. Your Herman got power over your body. Wife
Praise
of
it.
Get reverent to your Herman. Good God of my trick or treat.
Preach the word. You in the word.
You. Don't let the devil trick you. Be holy.
Be holy.
Be sanctified every day.
Amen.
Talk holy. Walk holy.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you, Jesus. My wife used to say all the time, if you love Jesus, you ain't got no problem loving nobody.
I know that,
ain't
right?
No love.
Jesus.
Ain't no love.
Praise
ain't
that.
No forgiving. Too much hatred among the saints. Bigger and backbiting among the saints.
Yes, Lord.
Put each other down. Jealous. Gambling. Good God, my homosexual. That's a trick of the devil. Homosexual. It's a trigger. Got a man there.
Praise
he a
that.
Woman. Got a woman thinks she's a man. That's a trick
Praise
of the
Praise the word.
Devil.
You in the word.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Thank you, Jesus.
Oh, shut up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hello, shut up.
Thank you, Jesus.
Trick or treat.
Trick or treat.
Let Jesus trick you.
Yes, Lord.
Let Jesus trick you.
Treat
you. It takes you to heaven.
I know that,
you
right?
You got to go to heaven. You want to go to heaven?
Amen.
You got to come through Jesus.
I know that,
Thank
right?
Because that Father people with all
Amen.
Men.
Holy God, which no man shall see the Lord.
Say
Hallelujah.
Yes, say
Thank
me.
You, Jesus. Hallelujah.
No man.
No man shall see the Lord.
Yeah.
You got to be baptized in Jesus' name, filled with the Holy Ghost. That's the only way you're going to see Jesus.
Here go, here.
Hallelujah.
Here go, here.
I love it, I love it.
We go.
Thank you,
we
Jesus.
Don't want to go, but
God
we go.
Bless y'all. We love you in Jesus' name. Cry out for your soul. Come on, get saved. This is a good life. Hallelujah.
That gun on fire, y'all.
You've been listening to God's Spoken Word with Prophet Johnson Lee Simpson, Jr. and Sister Luella Simpson. Trailblazers for Jesus. You can correspond with them at P.O. Box 8321, Alexandria, Louisiana 71301. Or phone them at 919-394-8262. Be sure to join us next time for God's Spoken Word. Right now, in our communities, there are children in foster care who need someone to speak up for them. They faced abuse, neglect, and uncertainty. They need a voice. And that's where CASA of West Senlaw comes in. CASA, or Court-Appointed Special Advocates, trains everyday people to be that voice for children in the court system. As a CASA volunteer, you can be the one constant in a child's life, helping to ensure they find a safe, permanent home. You don't need special skills, just a heart for children and a desire to make a difference. If you're ready to advocate for a child in need, CASA of West Senlaw, you will be able to reach them at CASAWestSenlaw.org or by phone at 337-462-4667 or 337-239-1970. Be the voice they need. Be a CASA volunteer.
Another proud sponsor of KAYT-KQJO-FM.
Last week was the highest sales of CDs we've ever had in one Sunday morning. I'm not sure what's going on here, but it's a good thing. And last week, I spoke on fatherhood. And obviously, the Lord got through to some of us. This is one of those unscheduled interruptions in our program. And I want to talk about honoring fathers in this segment. First Corinthians chapter 4. First Corinthians chapter 4. Our session today is going to be focusing on how fathers earn honor. Men are quick to tell women, God told you to honor me. But I want to talk about whether you deserve it. And we want to focus on this very important subject today. Write this down, please. How fathers earn honor. How fathers earn honor. I was looking at a magazine the other day, and I was reading this article about foundations. And I saw this picture. A beautiful picture of a house, fantastic house, and the windows were perfect, the doors were immaculate, and then they showed on the next page that the house had no foundation. A house without foundation is condemned. When God created the human race, God was building a house. That's why God doesn't dwell in temples made by men's hands, because your body is the temple. The human family is God's temple. And I've come to this conclusion. You might want to write this down. The greatest crisis in national development
It's not lack of money or lack of investment or even crime and unemployment. But behavioral scientists have proven that the greatest crisis in national development of any country is the absence of fathers in the nation and in the home. This has been proven scientific studies. There is no substitute for father. Please write that down. Because we are beginning to see people redefine marriage. And in some cases, they say a child can have two mothers. But there is no substitute for fathers. Please write these three statements down. Number one, a teacher is not a father. There are people who teach you things in life. Don't confuse them with being a father. Number two, a guardian is not a father. You may be assigned to stay with someone to bring you up, but it doesn't mean that they can take the place of father. And number three, a friend is not a father. You may have been brought up by some friend or some relative, and they've done good things for you, but they can never take the place of father. Matter of fact, how do you identify a father? I thought I would put this picture up because sometimes you teach things and they're not working in your own life. That's my son on the camera a moment ago. Here he is, handsome guy. 1 Corinthians chapter 4. Please get your pen, find this verse, and underline it. Because this is where I think we've made some mistakes. We have confused a teacher with a father, or a guardian with a father. But let's read what God's constitution says about a father. 1 Corinthians 4 verse 15 says, even though you have 10,000 guardians in Christ, some translation says teachers, you do not have many fathers. For in Christ I became your father through the gospel. Therefore I urge you to what? Imitate me. Now this is important. When you go to school and you have a teacher, you don't need to imitate the teacher. You just simply take what they give you as far as the lesson and you go home. You don't want to be like the teacher. So how do you identify a father distinguished from a teacher or a guardian or a friend? Here's how. The father is the person who tells you, do what I do. Say what I say. Be like me. Dress like me. Act like me. Go where I go. You have many teachers, he says, many guardians, but you lack fathers. The Bahamas has a reputation of letting other people bring up the kids now. Huh? Especially on the family islands, we dump our kids on Grammy. Or some step somebody. Or some uncle or aunt. The Bible says you can have many teachers, many guardians, but you still need what? A father. And a father is not a person who teaches you. Anybody can tell you what not to do and what to do. But for them to be with you long enough so you can imitate them, that is a different story. Write this down. A father is the one who is present, observable, and you can emulate. See, you cannot imitate who is absent. And I can tell you now that most of the men in this auditorium today, if you use this definition, they never had a father. They had a guy who slept home and was gone before they woke up. A father is the one you can imitate. You cannot imitate who is absent. You can imitate who is observable. I ask you a question, man. Would you want your kids to do everything you're doing? Even the secret stuff? Should they imitate your behavior, the words you use, how you act toward women who are not your wife? Should your son imitate everything? Observable. Here is what the Bible says about fathers. I call it the divine imperative. It's found in Exodus 20, verse 12. It says, honor your father and your mother so that you may live long in the land that the Lord God is giving you. And then it says in Ephesians 6, New Testament, repeats it, honor your father and mother, which is the first commandment with promise, that it may go what? Well with you, that you may enjoy long life on the earth. I mentioned to you in the last session that God ties honoring your father to living long. And this is not magic or even a miracle. It's a social reality. If the fathers do their job, there'll be no crime, so kids won't get killed. If fathers were doing their jobs in your country, the jails would be empty. God is tying honoring father to lifelong living, which would mean that the death rate in a country must be related to the absence and the dishonoring of fathers. I thought that this therefore may lead to the next point, why we need fathers. Number one, why do we need fathers? Because God sees fatherhood as the solution